Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every week we get our Trump campaign insider update from the director of communications for President Trump's re-election campaign. Tim Murtaugh is with us a little bit early because what, you're hopping on a plane going someplace? Or?
I am, John. I'm coming to you live from Reagan National Airport. Okay. Headed up to Philadelphia to get make my way to the rally that we have in Wildwood, New Jersey tomorrow. And then off to Iowa for a rally, and the caucus is coming up in about a week.
Yes.
So, busy stretch here.
Now, I heard that the New Jersey rally, that the clamor for the tickets was almost unbelievable. And, you know, there have been Republican governors in New Jersey, so it's not crazy to think that there might be Republican interest. But it seems like it's way out of kilter for what would be normal.
It is. It's actually really very intense. We may actually set a record for most ticket requests. And,
really?
You know, it's a fairly small venue. And so the ticket requests are going to far outstrip the number of people that we can put in there. But, you know, Jeff Van Drew, the congressman there who switched parties, became a Republican
right
after he got fed up with the impeachment nonsense from his own former Democrat party. What we're doing here is to highlight, first of all, it's to show support for him. The president wants to see him reelected. That's why we're going to his district, Jeff Van Drew. Mm-hmm. But it also highlights the fact that Jeff Van Drew personifies millions of Democrats, we believe, across the country who are frustrated with the Democrat Party and are looking for a new home. And we say, hey, come on in to the Republican Party with President Trump. The water's fine.
Yeah. After the 3 days of rhetoric from Democrats, and, you know, I tried to listen to much of it with as much objectivity as I could, I still felt like they were selling a story rather than focused on facts, like their interpretation of the worst possible scenario of what the president said and did related to Ukraine.
That's exactly right. It's the same thing that we saw when the process was going through the House. They paraded a bunch of people that they call witnesses, although they didn't actually witness anything. Mm-hmm. None of these people have direct firsthand knowledge of any of this stuff. And what they usually say is, you know, I believe, or it was my belief, or I presumed, it was my presumption. And, you know, we went through all of this stuff on the House side, and the American people yawned. And in fact, independents turned against the Democrats and moved over to the president's side. And so all they're doing now is going through the same recitation of all the non-facts that they did on the House side for the benefit of the senators who, unfortunately for them, are trapped in the Senate chamber.
Yeah.
So there's nothing has changed of the very basic underlying facts, which are that the president did nothing wrong. The entire world can read the transcript of that phone call for themselves and know that there was nothing untoward that happened in this conversation with the president of Ukraine.
Now, I'm waiting for bombshell after bombshell, you know, made up stories here in the next couple of weeks. The latest one from supposedly from John Bolton, the former national security advisor, who I guess ended his relationship and his employment with President Trump on a less than stellar note. What is the deal with this book that he's written? Are there elements of it that were leaked by rogue folks at the White House? What's the story?
I mean, well, once again, the New York Times, by some miracle, got its hands on something that should have only been possessed by the NSC, right, which is a little bit curious. So no one knows anything about this book. No one has read this book. But amazingly, the New York Times leaks it. And then immediately after that, the Amazon page where you can pre-order the book goes live. What an amazing
okay
coincidence, right?
For pre-sales?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? What an amazing coincidence. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter what John Bolton claims that the president said. The president didn't do any of that stuff, and we all know. All the evidence that we ever need is in the transcript of the call with the president of Ukraine, and it's clear that the president did nothing wrong. It's already well established that President Zelensky of Ukraine was not asked to do anything in exchange for this lethal military aid. There were no preconditions set. You know, President Zelensky says that he never felt any pressure to do anything. And in fact, he didn't even know that the aid was being withheld. And ultimately, the aid flowed to Ukraine without the Ukrainians having to actually do anything. So there was no quid pro quo. None of this changes anything. And John, this is a very important point. Let's not forget that under President Obama, Russia actually annexed part of Ukraine, actually seized land, seized territory from the Ukrainians, and Obama did nothing about it. They never, ever got any lethal military aid under the Obama administration. Only President Trump gave them the lethal military aid that they needed to protect themselves against Russia. The Democrats all gloss over that fact. Obama did nothing. He sent them blankets, for goodness sake. Yeah.
The hypocrisy is pretty stunning, you know, for a party that wants us to withdraw from our international interaction, largely, that suddenly this is, you know, a top-tier issue under President Trump. Plus, I keep coming back to the Joe Biden situation. You know, why is Joe Biden inoculated from any sort of question? I mean, all these analysts that I was watching on the networks last week kept saying that Joe Biden did nothing wrong. I'm like, really? Have we all reached that conclusion? Because I have not.
No, and it's ridiculous because what they're doing is answering a question that has not been asked. When they say, oh, well, it's never been proven and it's actually been debunked that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong when Hunter Biden was in that job, like as if to say, oh, he didn't break any American or Ukrainian laws. Listen, that's not what we're alleging. The fact that Hunter Biden had that job with Burisma and getting millions of dollars, that was the problem. Mm-hmm. That hasn't been debunked, and you can't debunk it because he had that job. No one denies it. It's the fact that he had the job that is the problem. What did they want in exchange for those millions of dollars to a guy whose father was the vice president of the United States? The whole thing stinks, and none of that it's impossible to debunk it because it's true, and everyone knows it.
Yeah, Donald Trump's going to be held to one standard while the Bidens are not held to any standard at all.
But you know what, John? We're used to that. We won anyway the first time, and the president is going to win anyway the second time.
Now, I give you guys credit. I'm getting lots of texts asking me for money. Are you raising a lot of money?
If you're still getting the text, John, it means you haven't coughed up yet.
Well, you know. What can I say?
We are raising lots of money. Mm-hmm. We are setting records. We have almost $200 million in the bank ready to go. And as you know, whatever Democrat comes out of their junk pile over there, it'll take every penny they've got to actually become the nominee. So they're going to start the game completely broke. Mm-hmm. The Democratic National Committee is in debt. And we're going to have a clear field in front of us with a giant pile of money already in the bank, and we are ready to go. The president, you know, is dying to have an opponent. He wants to get into the fight.
And it looks like maybe it could be Bernie. I don't know whether it's just my leftist friends are salivating for that, so they're trying to, you know, pimp that possibility out to give him some momentum. But do you think that that's possible, that Bernie, who's not even a Democrat, actually winds up with the nomination?
You know, it really could well be. He's the one who's raised the most money. You know, you see he's got these enthusiastic crowds. Mm-hmm. I think it's obvious to anybody who watches, he's got sort of a movement going on over there, and his people are very, very, very enthusiastic. Now, we think that he would be a disaster as a president and commander-in-chief. There's no mistaking that. But you can already see that the Democrat establishment has already got the knives out for the guy. I mean, Hillary Clinton came after him. You see the media taking after him. Yeah. I think you'll find that the career professional Democrats do not want a guy like Bernie Sanders. And, you know, Sanders supporters saw this happen. They feel that the nomination was stolen from them in 2016. And, you know, I don't blame them for feeling that. It's already starting to happen again.
They've got their own little potential insurrection happening. Tim Murtaugh is the director of communications for President Trump's reelection campaign, joins us every week. And I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, Donald Trump may be able to beat Bernie, but if Bernie's the nominee, this country's got a big problem, even if Donald Trump gets reelected. I mean, the fact that he could take off the way he is with those beliefs, that worries me. We'll come back, check on traffic and weather together in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.